Fam Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Thought we would be talking draft all day yesterday, and then bang, the Penguins and Mike Sullivan part ways. Jeff Hathorn thinks he's going to be on the golf course or living life. Bang, you're going to a Kyle Dubas press conference. And Jeff joins us right now, our sports director. Jeff, good morning to you, buddy. How you doing?
I'm good. You know, they should only do firings or events like that when it's raining.
I agree.
Saturday was a great day for the draft. It was a terrible day. If it's a nice day, you postpone it until it's crappy again.
I'm with you on that. Yep. We only get, and we looked this up the other day, I forget the reason, we only get 50 days of sunshine a year here in Pittsburgh.
Oh.
So when something happens, put it on the other 312 days.
Yes.
Jeff, your biggest takeaway from the Kyle Dubas press conference?
You know, listen, GMs have their talking points, but I thought his talking point about, listen, sometimes you could be a good coach and it's time for you to leave, I thought that was spot on. And I do think he gave it time. Like he said, like he considered it during the season, but he held off and let it play out. Then he waited, he talked to him. Then even right after that, he's like, okay, let me think about this. He probably consulted with some people, went over some things, and then decided it was time for a change. I'm sure Mike had similar feelings. Listen, it gets frustrating when not only you don't make the playoffs, but like you've got a guy in Sid that you love working with. And then I can't imagine what it's like to coach Evgeny Malkin and Erik Karlsson. Like, the frustration level to try to coach those two in particular, I mean, would be off the charts.
Jeff, what is it's obviously an end of an era, and there, you know, personally, there's been a lot of good, and I feel like a lot of people feel this way. There's been a lot of good that Mike Sullivan has brought to this city. In your opinion, you know, what memories and things of that nature did Mike Sullivan do for the Pittsburgh Penguins?
Well, I mean, listen, in 2015, previously they had made a pretty grievous error in their coaching hire. And you were thinking, man, are they just going to waste this talent? Are they not going to get another run? And then he came in and it changed. Like, he brought this attitude. He had this sturdiness about him. Like, hey, this is how we're going to do this. And they followed. He understood. Like, he got guys like Kessel and understood the importance of three lines and getting guys to sell in on playing a third line, especially a guy like Kessel, because, I mean, this guy's a top six, and you got him to buy into it, and you put that together, and those were really impressive runs. Then he had some, you know, that Seattle expansion, that expansion draft really kind of shaped that team, because they had to get rid of Fleury and you had to make your choice earlier than probably you wanted to. And with that, guys getting older, you know, Jim Rutherford being very aggressive in drafts and trades, which I understand at the time, it just kind of got away and it just, you know, started to slide on him.
So Sullivan was asked about Sidney Crosby and he does not seem concerned at all that this would move Crosby off his spot, where Sid has said publicly that he wants to spend his entire career here. You buying that, Jeff? You think Sid's still content with everything?
Yeah, I'm buying that. I mean, I don't see Sid as a guy that goes beyond what he does, meaning he understands that GM has a role. He understands ownership has a role. And that's why you don't see him throwing up pictures on social media, or making comments on social media, or having a burner account. I mean, he just does what he's supposed to do. And I think it was very smart of Dubas to call him before he talked to Sullivan and let him know what was going on. I know people are making a lot about it. Oh, he said it was only a 5-minute conversation. I'm sure it was like, hey, this is what we're going to do. We'll let you know who we're thinking about, you know, during this. Not that he's going to have the ultimate say, but they're going to give him the courtesy of knowing, you know, what the coaching situation looks like going forward. I mean, not just with Sullivan. So, I think Sid, I don't worry about Sid, you know, showing up for whomever coach and being some kind of malcontent.
Jeff, I mean, there's a lot on Dubas's table. You know, who's going to be the next head coach? What are some names you're hearing that could potentially be the next head coach of the Pittsburgh Penguins? And who would you like to see be the next head coach?
Yeah, Carl, the head coach of Denver, is someone that has kind of turned down an opportunity with Chicago. I think that's someone that's intriguing. And, you know, when Dubas listed where he could find coaches, he mentioned juniors and college. And I think when he said college, a lot of us like, really? Like, you're going to go into college? And then he said European coaches, mm-hmm. which also is like, you kind of think back to, what, 15 years ago now when they – kind of went that route and that didn't go great, but hey, he's gonna look everywhere. I think it's gonna be a special person that's got to be able to deal with a couple of veterans that have had insane careers, some transition with some of the younger guys that are going to need to grow, and trying to put that all together. Now the pressure, you mentioned Dubas, the pressure's on Dubas to change that roster some more. You know, find a way to get rid of Carlson, find a way, figure out what you're doing with Jari. And that could help out a coach, you know, more than anything he could say.
What about Bausma?
Oh, man.
No.
I'm a big no on that.
I love Dan. Okay. I love what Dan did. And again, he took over a situation midway, and I think he's a great guy. But no, and you're going to hear –
talk it, torch.
Yep.
Laviolette. Talk it, I mean, is intriguing just because of the local tie, but Quinville's name, I think, is one of the betting favorites. But I would rather them at this point get someone that's closer to Sid's age, someone that's hungry for a job, that's got some chops, and someone that hopefully, you know, would call Sid into the office a bunch and say, all right, I need some wisdom here. I need some help. I want you to help me through this process because I trust you.
We're all speculating here, but it comes from a place of being informed. How long do you think it needs to take for them to turn this around, Jeff? I mean, I think if they wanted to, and it doesn't sound like Dubas does, I think if they wanted to, they could build a team to sneak into the playoffs next year. I don't think this has to take forever for them to get good again either.
But see, that's the thing. And Dubas made a point, and another good point from his news conference last week. They're not trying to build something just to sneak into the playoffs.
Right.
They're trying to build something to win a championship. And that takes longer because you need to have that younger core. You can't just go get a couple of free agents, try to skate in and try to, you know, win something. Washington did a great job of drafting. And that's what they have done better than the Penguins over the last half decade. And that they have been rewarded. They had a couple of other older guys that were just kind of lost out due to injury, which freed up some cap room for them. That allowed them to make, you know, a nice move. If you can get rid of Carlson and still keep some of that cap room, however you do it, if you get, I don't know if they get rid of Tristan, but if they do, that's going to free up some more room. Find a couple of young forwards, a young defenseman that would love to play with Sid. Like, try to sell that part of it. Sell what they did in Washington, that you could come here and have success. I agree with you. It doesn't have to – we don't have to wait 5 years for this to happen.
Right.
But they've got to get out of a couple of these contracts, and not just contracts. I mean, Eric's so inconsistent. I don't know if you're a young coach if you want to have that on your team.
Jeff, what grade do you give the Steelers draft?
I go B+, maybe A-. I mean, I liked it. I thought the best point of the draft is they didn't reach. They never at any point panicked and said, oh, we got to get this. They went with what they thought was the best available. Now, obviously, they also had a mindset of getting more physical, of improving, you know, the run-stuffing capability of the defense, and it seems like they've done that on paper. They found good football IQ guys. I like Caleb Johnson, especially in the third round. I thought they did well. And you get a value pick at quarterback in the sixth round. If it doesn't work, or if he just is a backup, it was a sixth round pick you rolled the dice on. But it was someone that's, you know, the Tomlinism of an arrow pointing up. This guy was flat on his back against a fan base that that doesn't take losing to its rival, and he got up and made some big plays. Is he going to be a great NFL quarterback? I don't know, but to roll the dice in the sixth round on Will Howard, I thought that was the right place for it.
I think that's well said. A lot of stuff about the draft, a lot of stuff obviously about Mike Sullivan no longer being the Penguins coach on 93.7thefan.com. Jeff, we appreciate your time as always, brother, and you're going on vacation, so we're happy about that. We'll talk to you next week then. Have fun.
All right, thanks, boys.
Have fun, Jeff.
Jeff Hathorn.
Thanks.
Much deserved vacation.
Absolutely. A bunch on 93.7thefan.com, and a bunch of people also texting in. And you can text in, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. That I did bad math at the beginning of the segment, that there are 365 days in a year.
There is.
And 50 plus 312 would be 362. I always make time for the three-day bender, which I personally don't count as part of my year.
Oh, okay.
There's a three-day bender where you just, you know, you don't really exist.
It's your life. We're living in it, man.
Thank you.
Yeah. At least I'm living in it every day. I live in your life. I live in your orb. Is orb the right word?
Orbit, yeah.
Orb. Yes.
Yeah, just three-day bender. Make time for the three-day bender. Sometimes there's 366 days in the year. You get a leap year.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did bad math.
That's not true. That's...
What are you talking about?
Leap year, isn't it? Less days?
No. They add the extra day. You get the February 29th. Yeah, you get an extra day.
Yeah.
That's what you get.
Okay.
February 29th.
Yeah.
Some people celebrate their birthday only once, however many.
Yeah, they're like 5 years old, but they're our age.
I don't know how many times. I coughed.
We know.
I choked on. I don't know how many times the leap year comes around. We'll have to Google that. Let's react to what Jeff had to say coming up next, because there have been a ton of names bandied about, thrown around for next Penguins head coach. I don't like just about all of them. So we'll get into that coming up next. What they need, what Tyler Kennedy had to say about Sidney Crosby's thoughts on Mike Sullivan no longer being Penguins head coach. That's all on the way. Then are you smarter than a plumber? We're giving away AC/DC tickets at 8 o'clock as well. Texter, leap year occurs every 4 years. If the last digits of the year are divisible by four, it will be a leap year. Next leap year is 2028. Well, that clears it up. Using terms like divisible by four as if either of us were good at math. But we appreciate the shout. Another texter, how did either of you graduate sixth grade? Well, we were athletes. Both of us, equal athletes. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. We'll spend an awful lot of time on the Steelers and their draft today. We didn't get to do as much as we wanted to yesterday, or frankly, as much as we would have liked to do today. But when one of the three major teams in this town, four really if you include Pitt, five if you include Pitt football and basketball, when they move on from a coach, that's story one. That is topic A. You can call us, brought to you by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Couple of the names thrown around for the Penguins head coach. Joel Quenneville was one that Jeff brought up. He did not endorse it. I just want to make that clear because there was scandal in Joel Quenneville's past, so you can miss me on that. I do not think there's a chance in hell that guy's the next head coach. People want it to be Tockett. I think he's the name that people recognize who is available right now. You can miss me on him. Tortorella, another name that's been thrown around. No way. I don't think Sid wants to be blocking shots.
Mm-hmm.
He would come in here, and he might actually get them to win next year. He tends to have success with teams without a lot of talent because they play structured, and they play a style that is difficult to play against. But no. You're not going to have Sid and Malkin and Letang and Carlson, my God, play for that guy.
It's not going to be a familiar name.
I don't think so either. I want it to be a young guy who can grow with young guys. Now, it needs to be someone who's had success, and if it's a college coach, I'm fine with that. But they need to have a long history of success, and I think they need to be the kind of coach that can mold clay.
Mm-hmm.
If you get what I'm putting down there. Sullivan was married to his style. You need to have someone who's light on their feet who can adjust. Now, that's not to say for a one-off here and there that Sully would not change his ways, you know, in a game here and there. The one that comes immediately to mind is the 2017 Game 7 against Washington, where they basically left wing locked it up, and Washington was flummoxed. They played a really great defensive game and were able to capitalize a couple of times. Hornquist and Brian Rust with the goals there. And it was like they totally flummoxed Washington. But he wants to play this speed game, and they just haven't had the speed the last couple of years. People are saying TK needs to be the guy. No, we need TK to be doing our shows.
Right.
Other people have thrown out Phil Bork. They tried that before when they hired Edzo.
Jay Caulfield, I saw that.
Jay Caulfield. I think obviously those guys know more about hockey than we've, you know, they've forgotten more about hockey than we've ever known. But no, go. You need someone with experience too. Like you need a young guy with experience. It can't be somebody as a head coach for the first time. And it can't be a retread either. So you're narrowing it down there. College coach is fine by me. David Carl, that's fine. And maybe he'd be willing to leap at the opportunity. He didn't want to go to Chicago because I think they've screwed their rebuild up three different times now. But I think the Penguins, if all things go according to plan, are a lot closer to this than Chicago even is probably right now. All right, coming up next, the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire version of Are You Smarter Than a Plumber? And then we're going hot and heavy on the Steelers draft. That's all on the way. Oh, yeah! The Regis Philbin of plumbers in the area. Southside Jake from Southside Plumbing and Heating. Hi, Jake. How you doing today?
Good morning, guys. It's great to see you today.
You too.
How are you?
We're great.
Peachy, having a wonderful time. And we are very excited about the new format that people were raving about last week. We did not win. You cleaned our clocks. But the new format, here's the gist. It's like, who wants to be a millionaire? But it's not. But it's not. Because legally it can't be. It's not. You give us a question, sports trivia. You give us four multiple choice responses. And then we pick the one that is correct, ideally. So let's kick things off. I mean, first, how are things going? I mean, it's hot, cold, hot, cold, hot, cold.
Yeah. It's a little crazy. Air conditioning season during the day, furnace at night, that kind of thing. It's pretty wild. So, yeah, we love it. We'll take it while we got it. But I have a feeling the furnace is going to be shut off here permanently pretty soon.
Let's go. Nice. All right.
Let's
sports go. Us up, big guy.
All right. Before we start, we have two lifelines today. 50-50 and pass. Which I have another question wrapped up for you if you do not want to take that one.
I like that.
So, without further ado, let's get started. All right, first question. How many Major League Baseball team names do not end in the letter S? A, 4, B, 3, C, 2, or D, 5?
I mean, Red Sox and White Sox come immediately to mind.
Mm-hmm.
I got two.
Final answer, C,
hold,
two.
Hold up, Regis.
I'm trying to think.
There'll be a tie right here.
I mean, those are the two, right?
Yeah.
Phillies, Dodgers, yeah, Pirates. Yes. I think they're all S's except for two.
Yep.
Final answer. Lock it in.
Boom. You got it, guys.
Nice. There we go.
One for one. Wow, this show is impeccably produced.
Yes, it is.
All right. Question two, big dog.
All right. Which of these players hold the record of the longest drive at a registered PGA Tour event? A, Scott Stallings. B, Bryson DeChambeau. C, Davis Love the Third, or D, Max Homa?
Don't you feel like it's set up for us to pick DeChambeau?
Yep.
Who Callis called Frank DeChambeau?
Yep.
In an all-time show moment?
50-50?
Yes.
It's 50-50.
All right. Well, we are going to take out B, Bryson DeChambeau, and C, Davis Love the Third. Remaining, A, Scott Stallings, or D, Max Homa.
Oh, man. I would say A.
Me too. Final answer, Stallings.
You are incorrect.
Ah!
Max Homa?
Really?
Yes. 477 yards, I think, last year.
2024. 77, Doran.
That doesn't even make sense.
That guy's fighting a gorilla with us.
He's smaller than you.
I know he made the team, though. You get that kind of torque, I want you. You're part of the team. You're probably the 100th guy, but you need a scrapper like that.
Jeez, man.
All right, here's the money ball, then. Perhaps.
Money ball, and remember,
we could always
you
pass.
You have the pass in your pocket.
All right,
yes,
let's do it.
Yes, you do. Now enshrined by a statue outside of PPG Arena forever, who are the names of the New York Islanders defenseman Marius Split in the statue? A, Thomas Higgins and Lee Van Cleef. B, Rich Pylon and Jeff Norton. C, Vlad Makalov and Marty McGinnis. D, Wayne Seido and Scott Zollers.
It's B. Final answer. Bang.
Bang. You got it, boys. You are smarter than a plumber today.
There we go.
Jake, this was wonderful. I like the format. Let's keep it up.
Yes, sir.
All right, fellas, you have a great day. It's going to be beautiful out here for a little while, and then it's going to get nasty.
And then it's going to be awful.
Day.
You'll be doing air conditioners by day, furnace by night, Southside plumbing and heating. All right, Jake, thanks, buddy.
Thanks,
you're the
Jake.
Best.
Have a good day.
Bye. You too. We'll flip over to the Steelers coming up in a little bit, in a real little bit, in our next segment, in fact. But I said I would tell the people what Tyler Kennedy said about Sidney Crosby. So, and thank you to Jake. Kyle Dubas said that he talked to Crosby for 5 minutes before discussing things with Mike Sullivan. TK says Sid understands his lane, and Sid may well give his opinion. He may well not give his opinion because he understands he's a player and not a general manager. And I think Sidney Crosby's really rare like that, man. If Dubas calls and says, hey, we're thinking about moving in this direction with Mike Sullivan, here's how it could play out, I'm sure Sid said, oh, man, I like working for Sully, blah, 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 blah. Dubas, A, needs to do what he thinks is best. I mean, right. That's the job of a GM. But I don't see Sid throwing a hissy fit or anything like that.
I don't see him throwing a hissy fit, but I'm sure that he's not happy. So I guess that Dubas, you just do that out of respect to Sidney Crosby.
You have to do that.
You have to make the call.
You have to. If I'm the Caps owner, general manager, and we're thinking about bringing in Carberry like they did this year, yeah, you got to run it by Ovechkin. If you're the Pens, you got to run it by Sid. You should probably have run it by Lemieux before, although he was the owner, so kind of weird. Or even before that, though. Like, when you've got a superstar, you got to run it by him. I'm not sure you take their decision into account, though.
Mm-hmm.
Not at this phase when it's a rebuild. Now, back when you're contending right, like, you're in the middle of it. Like, we need a GM who can make the right move or two to push us back to Stanley Cup contention. If I'm Sid, I might have a different opinion then.
Mm-hmm.
But for now, I think Sid, maybe you voice it. If you're Dubas, you got to make the right decision. And if I'm Crosby and I've said I'm going to be here no matter what, then you got to let the people above you do their job.
Do you come back around and get Sid's opinion on the next head coach, though?
Yeah, I think I would. I think I would.
Do you weigh his input on that decision, or do you do the same process and running it by, hey, these are the names we're thinking, Sid, and then leave it at that, or do you get his input of what he may like?
TK said it yesterday, and I agree 100%, that Sidney Crosby's probably the smartest guy in the organization. Like, he thinks hockey at a different level. I'm picking his brain, and I'm letting it weigh into my decision. I'm not letting him make the decision, but hey, Sid, word of mouth, who are some guys out there that you think are doing a good job that would be a good fit here? Yeah, I think I'd have him a part of it.
Yeah.
But I don't let him make the decision. You just can't. Because Dubas, I mean, if I'm Kyle, I'm thinking I'm going to be here longer than Crosby.
Probably. Yeah.
So I can't let him make the final call. But yeah, I pick his brain. And I think he'd be stupid not to. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. In 10 minutes, the latest on Aaron Rodgers and a question about the current state of the Pittsburgh Steelers. You can weigh in on that conversation by giving us a ring at 412-928-9370. And the best caller will get a pair of AC/DC tickets, Dorn. AC/DC going to be at Acrisure Stadium on May 8th. Imagine being Angus Young and you're 73 years old, the lead guitarist for AC/DC. And again, you're 73, and you're still selling out football stadiums.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I mean, do their voices sound different from when they started? I would assume, but it still rocks.
I would imagine that very few people in the history of planet Earth have lived harder than those guys.
Yeah. What's his name?
Jagger?
Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh, Ozzy Osbourne.
He's lived probably harder.
For sure.
Yeah.
But any of those rockers from that age,
yeah,
they've lived
hard.
And it's amazing how many of them keep it up. Hello. How many of them are able to perform into their 70s and don't die?
I know.
Young.
I know.
I mean, now there's been obviously examples. There was the whole 29 club, people who performed and who would die at the age of 29. But it seems like if you pass that, you get over that hump, you're going for you're a good. Long time. Like, how old is Mick Jagger?
77.
81.
Jeez.
81. Sir Michael Philip Jagger is 81 years old. Angus Young at 73. So we'll be giving away tickets to AC/DC. AC/DC, the band that I think if you start learning guitar, you're learning a lot of AC/DC songs because they're pretty simple with the chord combinations. I used to play guitar back in my day, Dorn.
Did you?
For like 6 months, I went to lessons and I had a Fender and I was really bad at guitar because I do not have long fingers and I'm not musically inclined and I can't read music. So other than that, I was tremendous at the guitar. People freaking out about this Robert Woods signing, man. I've brought it up in a couple of different fan headlines. Folks, you don't need to freak out. I've seen him compared to Van Jefferson, Allen Robinson. Okay, maybe. The difference is, now we know. Your number one wide receiver's name is DK Metcalf. You got George Pickens as your number two. I think Calvin Austin has shown he can be a three in this league. He can. You've got Roman Wilson, Ben Skowronek. It's not like you're signing Robert Woods to be your number two wide receiver. That's what happened last year with Van Jefferson.
Exactly.
That's what had happened with Allen Robinson the year before that. Oh, you need a veteran in the room. Robert Woods ain't going to catch the ball the way he used to catch the ball. He's going to knock your face off, though, blocking. And he's a body.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to come in. He's going to compete with a guy like Ben Skowronek for a job. He's probably going to play some special teams. We don't need to get worked up about these kind of guys.
No, $2 million. 1 year, $2 million. He's a guy that you know the Steelers like to have in that room. I mean, he's so old. I played with Robert Woods his rookie year. Like, I mean, he just understands the receiver position. And that always helps having a guy like that in the room. I mean, even if they don't have the production on the field, it does help having somebody like that in the room. He's not going to, like, he's not going to be a focal point in the offense.
Right. So it's much ado about nothing. And this is a guy who, okay, the Steelers barely play three wide receivers. Like, by percentage, lowest amount in the NFL last season. Like, they use a lot of tight ends. So your top two guys are going to be on the field a lot. And then depending on the matchup, it could be Calvin Austin, or it could be Roman Wilson, or I guess now it could be Robert Woods. It just depends on the situation. So everyone relax.
Yeah.
Also, people fact-checking me, and I do apologize, the 27 club, not the 29 club.
Oh, gotcha.
Kurt Cobain, Brian Jones, yes. Jim Morrison, yeah. Amy Winehouse, Robert Johnson, Janis Joplin, Jimi Hendrix.
We get the point.
Does it freak you out?
Yeah, a little bit.
You've passed it, man. Callis is 25.
Yes. Six.
Just saying. I mean, we just get over that hump. You know me, I was terrified. When I turned 27, I was freaked out.
I'm sure.
Because also, the 27th is when I was born, October 27th. So it's the golden birthday. You turn 27 on, you're 27, and it's the 27 club. Freaked me out.
Lucky number for you.
My luckiest number is 34, which is how old I am right now. That was the first jersey I was ever given when I played competitive sport at St. Bernard's.
Yes.
Co-ed soccer. 34. Yeah. They put it up in the rafters at St. Bernard's Elementary School.
Retired it after.
They retired it.
Yeah.
And it was my number in club soccer in high school.
You did club soccer in high school, too.
I did travel, yeah. Travel soccer. Made the B team. I was a left back.
Left out?
Left back.
Left out. You were left out.
Oh, you were making a joke at my expense.
Yeah.
I see what you did there.
Yeah.